Welcome to the March edition of In the Mix. March is an unpredictable month. As Charles Dickens said, often the sun shines hot and the wind blows cold, when it is summer in the light and winter in the shade. I hope you don't mind the literary opening, but I think many of us feel like we're living in unpredictable times. However, perhaps what is constant is the bond we share with our colleagues through the work we do together every day. And it's often uplifting to read and share stories from others around the business. So we hope you enjoy listening to some of the new snippets from this month and to our Dig Deep interview, where Sarah Murphy interviews our Corporate Social Responsibility Manager, Andlin White, alongside our charity partner, PAN. If you have any stories or ideas you'd like to share, please email us at inthemix@cemex.com. We really do enjoy hearing from you. This month has seen a big focus on well-being, with several mindfulness sessions being run by our health and safety team for anyone who wants to sign up, and information about the power of sleep being circulated around the business. The Marine team have also been working with the International Seafarers Welfare Assistance Network to provide senior officers with training in mental health tailored specifically to the Marine working environment. The National COVID Vaccination Programme continues to be rolled out, and all employees are encouraged to book a vaccine as and when they are offered one. On a more sinister note, Colin Jones in the security team reminded us all to be vigilant to COVID vaccine scams. Scammers are pretending to be the NHS and asking for personal details or money online. Whilst you may be aware of these scams, please spread the word to friends and family as well. Many of us haven't really used our cars very much during the past year, so Cemex is offering everyone access to a defensive driving course, which is a short online reminder for everyone of how to drive safely once we get back on the road. With driving in mind, huge congratulations go to all of our fleet management team and drivers for being awarded the FORS Gold Award again, demonstrating that we operate to the highest standards of safety, efficiency, and environmental protection. More congratulations to the supply chain team at Dove Holes, who have an impressive 15 years with no lost time injuries, and to all the London Materials teams, who have reached an impressive 13 years with no LTIs, both fantastic achievements given the busy environments they operate in. We've had two product launches this month. ReadyPave Camden, a modern twist on a traditional rumbled paver, which uses a new manufacturing process, which is more sustainable and is more environmentally friendly. It was developed by our UK Urbanisation Solutions team and is named after the traditional cobbled streets of the iconic Camden Market in London. The name was chosen by members of the development team. We've also launched our new Superflow Rapide, as the name suggests, a speedy, pumpable, self-smoothing levelling screed, which is quicker to install and dry and has a lower carbon footprint than traditional screeds. It is perfect for domestic or light commercial use and for customers up against tight deadlines. There have been a wealth of excellent customer service stories, with the magnificent Merseyside team under Paul Cheeseman's leadership getting several mentions. Teams in Birmingham, Durham, Halkin Quarry and Surrey also got great feedback. Congratulations to the planning and customer services teams in Rugby and Preston Brook, whose outstanding customer service has been recognised by winning the Customer Experience Award for our Cemex region relating to remote working. Dave Hart commented, "The personal leadership of Gemma Crawford, Elizabeth Dixon and Robert Bryan has enabled the seamless transition from office to remote working without impacting upon customer service." Our community news continues to flourish, with over 500 children from Cemex families and friends attending the Cambridge Science Centre virtual school trips in February. Paul Kanya, our works manager at Buxton Concrete Plants, helped the local school by giving them some pallets to build planters. The fruit and veg is already beginning to grow. Two local schools in Rugby sent some lovely thank you letters for the 17 old laptops which were reconditioned and given to them for homeschooling pupils. Stuart Wood and Amy Kennedy from the Ready Mix sales team helped their local Riding for the Disabled charity with a small 2.5 metre squared donation of Ready Mix to create a base for a new manure storing area. Sean Cassidy, Environmental Manager, reminded us all that the annual Mineral Products Association Nature Photography Competition has launched, so any budding photographers can enter a photo via the MPA website. Cemex has officially announced its $25 million investment programme to phase out fossil fuels at Rugby Cement Plant as part of the Future in Action programme. This aims to achieve carbon neutral cement by 2050. It's great news for creating a sustainable future for our business in the UK. March also saw a big focus on International Women's Day, with several webinars from high-profile women within Cemex outlining their careers and their views on gender balance in our company. With only about 12% of the UK workforce being women, we still have some way to go to being a truly diverse company. We also announced the appointment of the first ever woman to the executive committee in Monterey, Lucy Rodriguez, who was appointed as Executive Vice President of Investor Relations, Corporate Communications and Public Affairs. The UK also launched a new women's group to help support women within our business and to promote our industry to women. And finally, we had a really nice bunch of long service awards this month. Congratulations go to Phil Repton, the manager at Salford Asphalt Plant and Depot, for hitting his 25-year service award. Robert Hjorns, Weybridge operator East Leek Quarry, also reached 25 years. Dave Cross, logistics driver at Staunton Depot, also hit 25 years service. And Ian Fincham, who works for Pact Cement, recently hit 15 years service with us. Thank you all for your hard work, dedication and commitment over the years. That's it for the news roundup. I hope you enjoyed listening. Now over to Sarah for our Dig Deep interview.
Thanks, Vicky. Welcome to this month's Dig Deeper interview. This month, we're talking to Andlyn White, Social Impact Specialist at Cemex, and John Martin from Pan Intercultural Arts, one of our charity partners. They're going to talk to us more about how Cemex supports community groups and charities across the UK. Enjoy.
Hi, Andlyn and John. Thank you for joining us on In the Mix this month. You're here to talk to us today about social impact at Cemex and how we work with one of our partners, Pan. So first of all, could we start with perhaps if you both introduce yourself and briefly talk through what you do?
So my name is Andlyn White and I am the social impact specialist for Cemex UK. And to briefly summarise what I do in a sentence is I assist in understanding and putting in place responsible practices to the company's societal challenges.
And I'm John Martin. I'm the Artistic Director of Pan Intercultural Arts. And as Artistic Director, I oversee a lot of different activities, basically using the arts in order to stimulate change amongst the most disadvantaged and marginalised in society.
Fantastic. Thank you. Andlyn, so could you perhaps start off by talking us through social impact at Cemex? What does Cemex do to be a responsible business?
Yeah, of course. So social impact contributes directly to Cemex's overall vision of building a better future by ensuring our society's sustainability, well-being and quality of life. A brief overview of what our objectives are in social impact and the areas that we contribute to include supporting our license to operate, enhancing our stakeholder experience, strengthening our reputation and creating shared value. And we have different ways that we seek to achieve this. So a few examples include our community engagement plans, and I will go into this into more detail when discussing our collaboration with Pan. But other examples include being part of external committees, through our Lend a Hand employee volunteering and match funding scheme, and providing social resources that align with our community investment pillars. So these pillars are directly linked to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, and they focus on key areas such as education, employability, sustainable and resilient infrastructure, other areas such as entrepreneurship, and the culture of environmental protection. One good example of what we have done in the past year to be a responsible business, and something that we can all relate to, as it has been something that we've all gone through together, is that throughout the pandemic, we have worked closely with our neighbours and our communities to understand what it is that they need, and provided COVID relief actions, such as our technical teams manufacturing hand sanitizer to donate to our communities, providing the necessary PPE. We've also collaborated with hospices and charities to provide aid via monetary means, technological devices, and even groceries and cooked meals.
Thank you, Andlin. And how does CEMEX work with partners such as PAN?
So, as mentioned, one very vital part of our social impact strategy is creating and maintaining community engagement plans. So these plans ensure that our efforts around our operations are aligned with what is relevant from our community's perspective. And they help to foster regular dialogue and build long-term relationships and trust. So they are really, really important to our company. We have a variety of community engagement plans around the UK with different organisations and institutes that we collaborate with to support each other in achieving common interests and goals. And with this, we seek to achieve lasting positive social impact in communities and important topic areas of society. So I will let John discuss in detail the amazing work that they do at PAN, but essentially for CEMEX, this is a charity that supports a significant cause of diversifying and providing an inclusive community for individuals to thrive and recognise their value to society. It is so important to enhance and encourage diversity and inclusiveness within our communities. And we are just really excited to be a part of supporting PAN in this goal.
So moving on to PAN, John, could you talk us through what the organisation does and who it works with?
PAN Intercultural Arts, and we'll just call it PAN from now on, works with a number of very, very fragile and often traumatised people. People who normally don't get a voice in society. And because they don't have a voice, they can't always think about their futures as anything positive and more than really minimal. So, for example, we work with young refugees and young unaccompanied asylum seekers, newly arrived from war zones, from drought, from famine, having undergone dreadful journeys to get here, considerable brutality, violence, and racism along the route. And they find themselves in a society where they don't know the cultural norms, and the trauma which they have suffered tends to shrink their horizons, so they stop imagining and being creative in their thoughts. Similarly, we work with women who have been victims of, and indeed survivors of, modern slavery. So they're women who have been trafficked into this country. And our other main line of work is working with young people who live in deprived situations where maybe they've fallen through the school system and are very close to being lured into gangs, into criminal activity. And the arts gives all these people a chance to spark off the imagination to say, is there something different I could do? Do I have to just go the route that everyone is saying I will probably go? You know, my teacher, my social worker is saying, yeah, you're not going to get very far. Don't put your expectations too high. Or for a young immigrant coming in, they can't imagine they would ever be able to get up to going to university, getting a good job, fulfilling their childhood dreams they had before the journey. By re-sparking the creativity in people, we get them to reflect on where they are, why they're here, and what they would really like to do. It's all done very playfully. It's all done by just getting to be very creative again. We have a lot of fun. We laugh a lot. We play games together. But we give people back, or rather, we allow people to reclaim their sense of imagination, their sense of dream, their sense of, I could do this if I want to.
Thinking about the partnership with CEMEX, how does your partnership with CEMEX as a UK business help?
PAN exists in a changing world and a changing landscape. And one of the big changes we've seen over the last few years is that funding for charities and people like ourselves from government and even from well-established trusts and foundations is diminishing. And we are having to have a much wider base for our funding. It's really quite new for us to have commercial, industrial backing for our work. And I think some of us at the beginning were a little bit, what is this? Is this where we should be going for our money? But we've discovered through our partnerships with people like CEMEX that this is a really useful way of both parties kind of fulfilling their role in society. So that the social impact obviously is clear for what we do with our participants, but it's also really satisfying to us to know that, you know, big industry, which can all too often be sort of labeled as the baddies, are actually really out there wanting to society to be fairer, more just, wanting those who haven't had a chance to get one. At PAN, we came into contact with CEMEX a few years ago in some one-off meetings and trainings which were shared between CEMEX staff and some of our young facilitators who work on our youth criminality project. And then we got into a deeper conversation about how they could help us. Rather obviously, in order to do this, we are a charity, we have to be fundraising the whole time. And although we're not extremely rich, we do need enough money just to keep ourselves going. So when CEMEX came to us and said, well, what could we do for you? We said, well, look, there is this one particular project, which we call Fortune. And the Fortune project is for our young adult refugees. And these are people who are just before or just after their 18th birthday. And when you're 18 as an asylum seeker refugee, it's a fairly critical moment because you're no longer automatically looked after as a child. You have to restate your claim to be a refugee. Not only that, you also have to start paying your own rent and paying your own food, which was given to you automatically before. This can be very, very almost excruciating for people who have been looked after and have been traumatized. So this project is its key because this is the time in their life when they're having to recognize, I'm now an adult, I've got to make adult decisions, I've got to decide what I want to do, I've got to find the way of getting there. So for many, many years, we've had this project called Fortune going, and these weekly meetings have been going for ages. Now, CEMEX came to us with this at the almost unfortunate time of being just before the lockdown. So I would say that although we've already benefited enormously from CEMEX funding these activities, some of the secondary or maybe the spin-off help, which we hope that we can get with CEMEX, has not yet been able to come to fruition. So we're looking forward to things like visiting the CEMEX headquarters, showing people what the jobs in that industry and allied industries might be. Help with people practicing their interview skills, writing their CVs. At the moment, they've met people like us and people like their teachers in college. They haven't really met people in the big business world outside where they will lead the rest of their lives. And we're hoping that once they see that, they'll see, I could do that. I could be like that. I could become like that. For us, it's really great to feel that, you know, there's a big organization there which has got our back and is helping us do this work, which is so vital. And hopefully some of them might come and work for you guys one day.
That'd be brilliant. And it's fantastic that CEMEX can support you with your vital work. John, a further quick question I had was if people wanted to find out any more information about PAN and the work you do, or if they wanted to see how they could also support you, what would be the best thing for them to do?
Well, visit our website is the best way. www.pan-arts.net. Come and see us there.
Thank you both so much for joining us and telling us all about what you do.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to this month's In The Mix. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, you can get in touch with us on email at inthemix@cemex.com, and we'd love to hear if you've got any suggestions for who we should interview next. In the meantime, we wish you and your families a very happy Easter and hope you have a safe and healthy month. Take care.